From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike on Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people, including three children. It happened at a hospital run by MSF. That's Doctors Without Borders, MSF's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. Spokesman for the armed forces, American forces in Afghanistan, said a U.S. airstrike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against the Taliban militants who had taken over the city in the last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday, says it will continue its push against Islamic State extremists, despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to support the government of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday outside the capital Abuja to a male and female suicide bomber. The blast left at least 18 people dead and wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the extremist group Boko Haram. This is VOA News.